You're listening to Seeking Office, the Vancouver Municipal Election Podcast. This episode was originally broadcast on CITR's local news program, Democracy Watch, on Thursday, September 6th.
How would you feel about Yes Vancouver being called MPA Lite?
We're going Vision Light, MPA Light. It's okay, it's fine. We actually are a party made up of MPA and Vision people. So the reality is that the MPA and Vision are extraordinarily unpopular. They've failed us completely. MPA, until I came along, had 78 members and no money, no message, no motion, nothing. There was nothing going on. They've been sitting silently during the housing crisis talking about bike lanes or, you know, talking about, you know, just, you know, basic issues and not really offering solutions.
It might not sound like it, but the person bashing the Nonpartisan Association, or the NPA, and Vision Vancouver, two of Vancouver's most powerful parties, was until recently a prominent member of one of them. His name is Hector Bremner, and he was elected to City Council under the NPA's banner in the October 2017 by-election. Hector is now running again, but this time for mayor in Vancouver's upcoming 2018 civic election. And he's no longer with the NPA. Instead of running with the NPA, Hector Bremner has started his own party. Yes, Vancouver.
The answer is saying yes to working families. The answer is saying yes to small businesses. The answer is saying yes to those struggling to make ends meet. And yes to those trying to build a better future for our kids right here in a city where everyone is welcome. And it's going to take a party where everyone is welcome.
So Yes Vancouver held a candidate selection meeting on July 28th at the Polish Community Center on Fraser at Kinged. Here, they announced their five city council nominees, one school board nominee, and one parks board nominee, and all of these people will run alongside Hector Bremner. Both the MPA and Yes Vancouver are economically on the right, but Yes Vancouver hopes to position itself more progressively on social issues. So Yes Vancouver supports causes like ending homelessness and building low-barrier social housing, and these stances are tied in with the party's approach to solving Vancouver's housing crisis. Ultimately, this is what differentiates them from the MPA. Bremner is described by Charlie Smith of the Georgia Strait as, quote, looking more like a GQ model than an insurgent ready to take over the government. But Smith adds, this first-term city councillor has grand ambitions to transform Vancouver. His first battle will be over housing. Here's Hector on the Linda Steele Show on CKNW.
Okay, so the prime priority has got to be housing affordability?
Correct. So it's obviously an issue that's affecting all of us, and it doesn't really matter where you are on the income spectrum. We're all leveraged to the hilt, even if we're renting, rents are climbing, and being evicted today, if you're renting an apartment that's owned by an individual, and that individual decides to sell, there's a lot of people that are actually facing some pretty stark choices with the lack of availability. So we have a serious crisis in our city. It's time to take it seriously. It's time to park the gimmicks and the tactics and have a real strategy for Vancouver's future and making sure that we are leaving a Vancouver that's going to be livable and prosperous for our kids and our kids' kids.
Yes Vancouver's full platform hasn't been released as of the publishing of this podcast, but Hector's answer to the heated housing debate is to increase Vancouver's housing supply. For him, this is an economic strategy that attempts to address the city's housing needs while also fixing its social woes. According to Hector, his housing strategy is Economics 101. The strategy will take aim at economic factors contributing to our housing crisis, as well as many of the city's social issues, all without raising taxes. That is, if he can make it easier for developers to build more housing, that the housing crisis would be alleviated, and he also believes an increased housing supply will provide funds to deal with Vancouver's other pressing needs, like social housing and drug addiction. But would this policy actually work? We weren't sure if this was so cut and dry, so we decided to confer with an expert.
My name is Kevin Milligan. I'm a professor at the Vancouver School of Economics, and I do research in the areas of public finance and labor economics.
We played Kevin a clip of CITR News Collective members myself, Zubin Shroff Mehrabadi, and Alex DeBoer asking Hector Bremner about his economic plans at Yes Vancouver's candidate selection meeting.
Some of your candidates and yourself have talked about the importance of tackling our homelessness crisis as well as the opioid crisis, but I know that you're also not in favor of raising taxes. So I'm wondering, don't you need taxes to provide services for those things, or do you think housing is enough for those two issues?
Well, it's the Warren Buffett rule of compounding interest. You by cheating ourselves, by having fewer taxable doors, fewer taxable square feet of commercial space, as we do, we actually are lowering our revenue. We're actually under earning what we need to deliver what we need to deliver. But what we're doing is we're raising taxes on the same. So let's say, like, you know, if 10 people go for dinner and one person has to pay, that's not fun. But if all 10 people chip in, then obviously it's more.
So you're saying with more businesses and more people living here, there will be more taxes.
That's right. So what we need to do is as we grow and we have a more vibrant economy, and keeping in mind, building housing means a lot more construction workers, a lot more drywallers and plumbers and electricians and those suppliers of those businesses. And there is this downline economy that is created, and that all drives revenue back into the city. And then they start, you know, going back to the restaurants, and they're, you know, going out, and, you know, the arts and entertainment industry thrives when people have expendable dollars. But right now, the housing cost, because we've stunted the growth of housing, has made it so expensive it's eating up their entertainment dollars, it's eating up their discretionary spending. And so we need a vibrant economy, and so building more housing generates us more revenue without having to increase taxation rates, because we're able to do volume.
Okay, that was the clip. So first of all, we were wondering, Hector Bremner sort of right away mentions the Warren Buffett rule of compounding interest, which I believe is actually more of a business rule, but I was wondering if you are familiar with that?
I know what compound interest is. I know who Warren Buffett is, but I don't know how they appear in the same sentence.
Okay, that's fair.
They may, I just don't know about it.
Although Kevin is not familiar with the Warren Buffett rule of compounding interest, he does think that a lot of what Hector says makes sense. By increasing the housing supply, we could increase the tax base and thus tax revenue.
And making it easier to build, you increase the number of doors that you're taxing, and there's a lot of sense in that, so that you can increase the tax base by having more housing supply, which might mean lower prices, but more tax base through more activity by allowing more people to find housing that meets their needs.
So here's the logic. Hector wants to make it easier for developers to build in Vancouver. The increase in housing supply could expand the tax base, which in turn increases tax revenue for social services. Kevin thinks that all of this could actually work. But Hector is also not in favor of raising taxes. It's his economic strategy of increasing housing supply to alleviate Vancouver's housing and social woes enough.
There's this idea of being fiscally conservative but socially liberal. And I'm just wondering if those two things can coexist. You know, if we increase housing, will we just make more tax revenue and then be able to use that for social causes like ending homelessness? Or do we need more than that?
You know, the idea that all we need to do is decrease zoning and sit back and the magic market will solve the problems, it's not a view I would subscribe to. It certainly is something that would be beneficial, but there's also things you could do on the regulation side. So as an example, you imagine you really free up the zoning and allow stuff to be built, and you find that the mix of housing is being built under that new zoning regime isn't allowing all kinds of families to get the housing they need, especially those at the lower end of the income spectrum. Well, there's kind of two ways you could approach that. One is you let the market build all that stuff, you tax it in some way, then you take that money and you build social housing. That's one approach. Another approach you could take is one that we have taken to a certain degree here in Vancouver, which is you don't just let builders build whatever they want. You impose on them that a certain percent of units have to be social housing, or certain percent of units have to be for rent. Those are two approaches that cities can take. You kind of implicitly tax the developers by forcing them to provide some social housing, or you explicitly tax them by letting them build what they want, taking the money and building the social housing yourself. I don't have a strong opinion about which way is better, But I think that it is wise to contemplate that you're going to have to do something, most likely beyond just let the zoning take care of everything.
Hector Bremner talked about how increasing the housing supply would also increase construction and jobs related to that industry, and this would all stimulate the economy further. We asked Kevin whether Hector's ideas have roots in basic economic theory.
It is certainly true that by removing zoning restrictions, you're going to most likely have more construction activity. What's interesting is the unemployment rate in Vancouver is extraordinarily low. It's not clear to me that what the city actually needs is a whole bunch more construction activity in terms of economic activity that is lacking. But there would certainly be more activity. I don't use the phrase trickle-down stuff because I really don't know what it means. There would be economic activity generated that would have an impact on that sector and then also on other sectors as people in the construction sector spend their money. So if that be trickle-down, that's what it is.
With the election coming up on October 20, there's many different policy proposals being put forward by civic parties to tackle the housing crisis. All the parties claim that they have the golden key, but as Kevin Milligan highlights, we're going to need more. We're going to need a wide array of policies to solve this crisis.
In the provincial budget, I don't have the number in front of me, but they had a housing plan that had like 30 different action items or something like that. They had a broad suite of measures that they took. Some of them perhaps will be a bit more successful than others, including that was the school tax is one of those 30 measures. I think that's the right approach is to take a portfolio of policies to the problem, not put all of your eggs in one basket, be it zoning or social housing or property tax, but to use all of the policy tools available. And you want to use all the tools that are available because this is a crisis facing young people, facing those who are struggling, and people who want to live in Vancouver. And I think that we can solve these things. We have the policy tools available to us. We just have to have voters step out there and vote.
This story is written and produced by Alex DeBoer, Zubin Shroff-Maribadi, Adeline Pang, and myself, Alam Diolanion.
Special thanks to Kevin Milligan, and music in this episode was by the Pawpaws and the Bluebirds, and our theme music is by the illustrious Artem Bembo.
Seeking Office is brought to you by CITR's News Collective and produced by Alex DeBoer. Our theme music is by Artem Bemba. Thank you for listening.